Tony Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2013. End of April. Tomorrow is May. Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. I shouldn't say that on the air. Somebody will send over the Coast Guard or something like that. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. The corporate media is finally starting to drift away from all Boston all the time. They're still looking for hooks where they can keep throwing up their Boston Muslim. But it's obvious that this particular piece of propaganda did not get the traction the government desired, did not inflame Americans with a new rage against those evil Muslims. And so the corporate media, realizing that their viewership numbers are going down because people are tuning out, they've been hearing the same stuff for going on 2 weeks. And they're tired of it. And they're starting to go to other channels. And so the corporate media is coming back and talking about other stuff like the Michael Jackson death trial and the rest of that. So it's starting to get a little bit more of real information, not necessarily news, but certainly information here. Because, again, Michael Jackson's trial, I'm sorry, doesn't affect me, doesn't affect you. It's just fluff and distraction. Now, overnight, a very disturbing video has surfaced. And I have to be very honest, when it was first sent to me as a standalone file, I was very suspicious about it because it was showing us what we expected to see. Which is very often, that's the heart of any hoax or fraud, is you present to the person being defrauded what they want to see or what they think they should be seeing. And it is a cell phone video of the actual shootout in Watertown, but it was picked up and carried as news by Boston's Channel 5, and so we have to give this some serious consideration. And in this video, you're hearing the police shooting at the Tsarnaev brothers, and the Tsarnaev brothers are shouting back, "We give up, we surrender, we didn't do it, we didn't do it, we didn't do it." And so it's very alarming. And remember, I speculated that some third party shot that police officer at MIT, because remember, he was shot, described as execution style, in his car at MIT. Didn't get out of the car, wasn't confronting anybody, just somebody walked up and shot this cop in the head, execution style. And I think that was done to give the Boston police the idea that when they finally encountered the patsies, they just shoot them down in the street dead, not ask any questions, and that would basically end the trail to the perpetrators. So this video is very alarming. It seems to indicate that Tsarnaev brothers were trying to surrender, and were saying, "We didn't do it, we didn't do it," and the police were just there, "We're going to shoot them because they're cop killers," and everybody was being played on this. Now, even more alarming, you're probably seeing on the corporate media, they're still going about, "Oh, do terror suspects get Miranda rights?" And no, because they're terror suspects. And they're after your Miranda rights. They're after your constitutional rights. And I want to clarify a little bit. The reason they call it Miranda rights is it comes from a Supreme Court decision, the Miranda ruling. But it's really about your constitutional rights, the right against self-incrimination, the right to remain, you know, silent and not incriminate yourself, the right to have legal counsel. And the Miranda rights do not begin at the moment you are informed of them. They are there by default, the right to remain silent, the right to have an attorney. Now it is coming out that apparently Dzhokhar Tsarnaev was requesting a lawyer right from the moment he was arrested, and the FBI refused to allow him to have one. And that may be what prompted that judge to basically go in and say, "We're going to Mirandize you, and these are your rights." So it's Dzhokhar knew his rights. He demanded a lawyer. The FBI refused. That tells you right there, they're just trying to coerce a confession to salvage this propaganda meltdown. We'll be right back.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at campingsurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on campingsurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from campingsurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. campingsurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. It gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the latest developments in the Boston propaganda operation, which is definitely falling apart at the seams. And we're talking about two things. We're talking about this video that has surfaced. It's a cell phone video that was broadcast on Boston's Channel 5 News and appears to show the Tsarnaev brothers attempting to surrender and saying they didn't do it, even as the Watertown police just continue to shoot at them. And remember when the younger brother Zokar was in that boat, they shot that boat full of holes, screaming they were in a gunfight and afraid for their lives. And it turned out Zokar did not have any guns. The police were just in this kill frenzy. Shoot first, shoot on sight, don't ask any questions. You're all in danger because these are cop killers. And the cop who was killed at MIT was sitting in his car, and he was shot execution style, meaning he was not confronting any suspects. He was just sitting in his car. Somebody walks up and pops him and says, oh, the Tsarnaev brothers did it. The Tsarnaev, they're cop killers. Go and shoot them dead in the street. Don't even take the chance that you're going to talk to them or hear anything that they have to say. And you know something? For those of you who are my age, this is a replay of the J.D. Tippit shooting. And this goes back to the John F. Kennedy assassination, where Lee Oswald was claimed to have shot Officer Tippit, even though it didn't work out in the timeline of his supposedly going home and then walking to the Texas movie theater, and it was completely out of line. And by the way, the One witness to the shooting of Officer Tippit said it was two guys and neither one looked like Lee Oswald. The same thing was going on there. Shoot a cop, claim your patsy did it, so the police just get into this automatic, we're going to shoot first and ask questions later mindset. That's why when the Dallas police showed up at the Texas Theater to arrest Oswald, he just went passive and said, I'm not resisting arrest, because he knew the plan was for him to die there at the Texas movie theater resisting arrest. Well, because he went completely passive and didn't fight back and just said, I'm not resisting arrest, the cops couldn't shoot him there. And that's why Jack Ruby had to be led into the basement of the Dallas Police Department to shoot Oswald, so he couldn't protect himself, couldn't say, I'm just a patsy, which he did get out and get on camera a couple of times. This shooting of the MIT police officer is exactly the same thing. Send some assassins over there, shoot a cop, any cop, doesn't matter which one, and then the local police say, oh, these people were chasing, they're cop killers, we've got to shoot them on sight. And this video that has surfaced of the Watertown shooting, where you can hear the Sarnia brothers saying, we give up, we give up, we give up, we give up. And of course, the one-sided gunfight at the boat with the younger brother. Now we're hearing that the transit cop who got shot was actually shot by friendly fire by one of the other police. That's how these things are done. Zokar was not supposed to survive any more than Tamerlan did. So now we're talking about the situation with the Miranda rights. And we've been seeing on the news, oh, well, we should suspend Miranda, you know, for terror suspects in the public safety. The reason the Founding Fathers gave us the protection against self-incrimination and due process was they understood that politicians, prosecutors, and police can get carried away. They can wrongfully accuse people, wrongfully convicted people are an absolute fact of life in this country. Historians are now looking back and realizing Bruno Richard Hauptmann was framed for the kidnapping and murder of the Lindbergh baby. We certainly know Oswald was a patsy, Timothy McVeigh was a patsy, and on and on and on. In fact, there's an interesting story coming out of Oklahoma where this man, Tom Braden, was accused of raping a child, and the sheriff threw him in jail. And Tom said, look, just give me a DNA test. Give me a DNA test. And the sheriff said, we know you're guilty. A DNA test is a waste of the taxpayer money. 84 days later, the court orders a DNA test. Turns out the guy's innocent. So just the attitude of that sheriff, we know you're guilty, we don't need to do due process, is the most dangerous threat to your civil liberties. And we saw that in Boston. We don't need to give him his Miranda rights. We know he's guilty. We're just going to pound on him until he confesses. Now, those Miranda rights are there to protect you from overzealous, biased prosecutors and investigators who are believing they have the guilty person, and they're already thinking about their promotions and the media coverage they're going to get and the possibility they could run for district attorney and mayor somewhere down the road. And now we're finding out that Zokar Tsarnaev asked for a lawyer, which is his right under U.S. law, and the FBI said no. And this is why that federal magistrate on her own scheduled a hospital room hearing, literally walked in, interrupted the FBI and said, you have a right to remain silent. You have the right to the presence of an attorney, and I'm appointing an attorney for you right now. And the FBI is all saying, oh, you got in the way. We need to talk to him. You can't do this. Well, that's the FBI for you. But you need to understand why this is so important. If they succeed in creating exemptions to Miranda rights and to the Fifth Amendment by simply calling somebody a terror suspect, then we're all at risk of losing our Miranda rights. We're all likely to be taken into a back room and waterboarded or beaten over the head with a phone book because you're a terror suspect now. They play very fast and loose with these labels. Remember when weapons of mass destruction meant nuclear bombs and chemicals and gas that would destroy an entire city, and now it's down to a pressure cooker? And by the way, if a pressure cooker with fragmentation shrapnel is a weapon of mass destruction, then that's basically what the U.S. government is dropping all over these other countries we're not really at war with those drone strikes, because they have explosives and fragmentation shrapnel. So by the U.S. government's own definition, those are weapons of mass destruction. See how they play fast and loose with the words on that whole situation. Now, more and more evidence continues to surface of the link between the Sarnia brothers and U.S. intelligence agencies, in principle, the Central Intelligence Agency. As we reported yesterday, Russia hunted down and killed two CIA-backed agents provocateurs who they say are part of the network the Sarnia brothers were. So it looks like these two were just operatives, and the U.S. government, which has absolutely no loyalty to anybody who works for them, just said, we need a couple of patsies to sacrifice to make this thing look good. You too. We're not using you for anything else right now. You get to be it. And because the case against the Sarnia brothers is falling apart, now the FBI and the U.S. government, they're widening the net. They're going after the mother and the wife, and they found female DNA on the bomb, so they're out there just testing everybody. They're looking for somebody who is going to make a credible villain to try and bolster this collapsing story. Meanwhile, former CIA officer and vice chairman of the National Intelligence Council, Graham Fuller, has confirmed his daughter is married to that uncle of the bombing suspects, that same uncle who's on TV saying, yes, they were radicalized, there was an evil network, and blah, 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 blah. Now, supposedly an autopsy of the older brother, Tamerlan Sarniev, has identified a cause of death, but they're not going to release it. Apparently, you don't need to know if he was shot to death by the police or run over by a police SUV. They're saying that it has to be held until somebody claims the body. All righty. Now, we're seeing a very disturbing trend in this Boston situation, because now the FBI is trying to build a list of possible co-conspirators. They're spreading the net wider and wider. They're looking for somebody who makes a credible villain that they can put up there and say, this is the Boston mastermind, and we only had to waterboard them 183 times to get them to confess to that. Another alarming term that we're starting to see are self-radicalized Americans. Even Obama's out there. He made another speech saying, oh, no, just trust the official investigation. We'll tell you what. Don't go looking at all those other alternative theories. Don't look at those videos and photos that are not officially released by the U.S. government. We'll tell you what. They're in a panic over there right now. But they're talking about this new phrase, self-radicalized Americans. In other words, you can be an American citizen. You may have no contact with Muslims. You may have no contact with known terrorists. But you still might be self-radicalized if you are questioning the government. So what this means is you are all terror suspects now. That's the government's attitude. If you don't do as you're told, believe as you're told, think as you're told, kill on command as you're told, then you must be a self-radicalized American, and that makes you a terror suspect. And that's why this situation about trying to undo the Miranda rights is so alarming for all of us. Alrighty, let's see. Still getting some flashback from the so-called Boeing landing gear, or whatever it is. Now Boeing is saying it may have been part of a wing flap. Yesterday, the corporate media was running headlines saying that it had been positively identified as a piece of one of the 9/11 planes. That, too, turned out to be false. There was a casting number on the part, but it's the same casting number for every one of those parts. And Boeing basically issued a statement saying, we cannot actually identify this piece of a 767 as coming from one of the World Trade Tower planes. It's from a 767. It may have been a discarded part. It may have been something, you know, from the boneyard. But there is actually no evidence it's from the 9/11 plane. And, of course, you still have that ludicrous situation where there's a piece of rope still tied around it from when it was lowered down in there. So it's, as planted evidence goes, this definitely hits the lame degree. They're just desperate out there to keep selling this idea. Hate the Muslims, 9/11, Boston, blah, 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 blah. Go kill whoever it is we're invading next week. We got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's kind of an interesting development going on in Jersey City. Their police department is now disciplining police officers who belong to the Oath Keepers. Now, for those of you who have not been following along, the Oath Keepers is a nationwide organization of law enforcement professionals who hold that their oath of office, which includes to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, supersedes any immediate orders they may be given by their superior officers. In other words, they will not obey any laws that violate the Constitution. And apparently the Jersey City Police Department got an extreme huff that these police officers might abide by constitutional restrictions and refuse to obey orders to go out and, well, kick down doors, shelter in place, confiscate guns, and that sort of a thing. So they're out there literally punishing people for holding to their oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And that is a very alarming situation. Now, remember, the law and the Supreme Court are on the side of the Oath Keepers. The United States Supreme Court ruled in Marbury versus Madison, laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. You don't need to wait for the Supreme Court with its very busy docket to rule on a particular case. You, as an American citizen, have the right to choose for yourself if a law you are being told you must obey conforms to the Constitution. And if it does not, that law is null and void. And so we're starting to see within the ranks of the police officers, police departments, this effort to crack down on those police officers who might actually pay attention to the Bill of Rights. We can't have that pesky Bill of Rights getting in the way. This is an attack on the Constitution of the United States of America. And you know something? Fine. If the federal government wants to shred the Constitution, there goes their legal authority, because the entire legal authority of the federal government over the 50 states rests on that Constitution. If they do not wish to abide by that Constitution, they can resign. But what they're trying to do is what Hitler did after the Enabling Acts: get rid of legal protections for ordinary citizens and establish a dictatorship. That's what they're doing. That's what this crackdown on police officers who might actually obey the restrictions of the Bill of Rights is all about. Don't give me this self-incrimination stuff. Just beat the crap out of them until we get a confession. And innocent people will be sent to jail, like that gentleman who was thrown in prison for rape and refused a DNA test, which ultimately exonerated him. Now, moving on to the economic news, and there's a lot of that. Over in the Telegraph, Great Britain, banner headline: there will be more wealth confiscation without a doubt. And they're saying right in the story, savers and investors face further wealth confiscation in Europe as the continent struggles to resolve the single currency's problems, a bank chief has said. Well, the single currency's biggest problem is the one nobody dares talk about. When you have a privately owned central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, by design, debt grows faster than the available money supply. By design, more money is owed to that private central bank than actually exists. And as time passes, the situation gets worse and worse. The debt builds up higher and higher, all of it unpayable, because the money to pay that debt does not exist until it's loaned into circulation, at which point the debt still goes up faster than the available money supply. That central bank system is a pyramid, Ponzi scheme. And it's only able to work as long as the nation is willing to plunge itself deeper and deeper into debt until the debt becomes unsustainable. At which point you see exactly what we're seeing now: wealth confiscation, fraudulent foreclosures, gold confiscation, looting of savings accounts, all to keep that pyramid going a few more weeks, and it's still ultimately doomed to fail. Once all the wealth is in the hands of those private bankers, the whole system will come crashing down, and the bankers will just go out and buy up the pieces of the nation for pennies on the dollar. And this, they're going to be able to succeed in this nefarious plan as long as the public continues to believe this is how nations' economies are supposed to be run. Having private bankers in charge of a nation's economy makes as little sense as having drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. What we are lacking in this day and age are political leaders with the courage to stand up and say, this style of banking is not good for the nation and its people. Ron Paul was one of those. That's why they were working so hard to keep him out of office. He's not going to go along with a little Ponzi scheme. He's not willing to take his little payoff to stay quiet about what's going on. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy, and we're still dealing with the aftermath of the haircut in Cyprus, although it's looking more and more like a scalping, right down to the bone. Cyprus is still in trouble. Despite the confiscation of bank savers' accounts, they're still something like 17 billion euros short of balancing their books. It didn't work. Now we're finding out the whole rationale for austerity was based on an error-filled Excel worksheet. Nobody double-checked it before they started setting national fiscal policies on the basis of this. There appears to have also been a lot of skullduggery within the Cyprus banks, which is, yeah, it's a bank. Of course they're committing fraud. That's become the new normal here. And apparently there was supposed to be an investigation by the government of Cyprus into the collapse of the Cyprus banking system, looking into why the Cyprus banks were continuing to buy Greek bonds at a time when the rest of the world were saying this really wasn't a very good investment. Greece was in trouble. We shouldn't be buying these bonds. Apparently last October, somebody did a massive erasure of the computer systems at the Bank of Cyprus, wiping out all of the emails and data files from the time period in question. So there will not likely be an official report, but we don't need one. Obviously, somebody did something they don't want exposed either to the law or to the general public. We're going to grab a phone call here. Dan in Texas. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Marbury versus Madison.
Yes.
The other half of the story. Indeed, a law passed that's repugnant to the Constitution may be void and null at its inception. However, never has the Supreme Court said that you or I are the ultimate arbiter of what that means. So I get that protection of being null and void at its inception only after I've been punished for what I claim is repugnant to the Constitution.
No, see, that conflicts.
Paid thousands of dollars to get to the Supreme Court to say, you're right, Dan.
No, I'm afraid, Dan, you're wrong, because there's another Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus United States, which says that if you are being confronted by law enforcement who are engaged in an illegal act, you have the right to resist them with up to and including lethal force. Now, that's a choice everybody's going to have to make for themselves.
Not anymore.
Well,
not today.
John Bad Elk versus United States is still standing. It's still the legal precedent.
I don't believe it.
Well, okay, that, see, you're a slave to your belief there. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, remember your Ninth and Tenth Amendments. The Ninth Amendment says that just because a right is not enumerated in the Constitution does not mean the people do not have it. The presumption is you have all rights, including those not enumerated in the Constitution. The other side of that coin is the Tenth Amendment, which says unless an authority is enumerated in the Constitution, the government may not claim it. It is a very clear indication of bias that authority and power go to the people and government is held in check. Now, again, as Dan says, the cops are going to kick down your door and shoot at you anyway if you don't do as you're told. So you're all going to have to make that choice for yourself. But by the letter of the law, under the Constitution and prior United States Supreme Court rulings, any law that is repugnant to the Constitution is automatically null and void. And if you are confronted with law enforcement clearly engaged in a violation of your constitutional rights, you have a legal right to defend yourself, up to and including lethal force. The Supreme Court has said it. That's why they're trying to take away your guns. Before you realize that you have a legal right under U.S. law to defend yourself against government incursion. And again, we keep saying this over and over and over again. Do not initiate violence against the government. That's exactly what they want, to declare martial law and a national emergency. But prudence demands that you be prepared to defend yourself and your family when the government initiates violence against you. It's just common sense. You don't need me to be telling you these things. Meanwhile, let's see, interesting little story. This is coming out of WHIO-TV. In Pennsylvania, they caught a bank manager who stole $200,000 from a customer who happened to be in jail and unable to come in and say to the bank, hey, where's my money going? $200,000. Wow, what kind of jail sentence they're going to dish on this guy? I mean, if you go into the 7-Eleven and steal a carton of cigarettes, you're going to the Gray Bar Hotel, you know, for like years. Bank manager got 6 months of house arrest for stealing from his own customer for $200,000. He should have called it a haircut. He would have gotten away scot-free. Now, we've been talking about all the recent polls that show how here in the United States of America, trust in the government and the corporate media has all but evaporated. Single-digit territories here. Apparently, they've done a survey in Great Britain, and they're finding exactly the same thing. Trust in politicians, trust in banks, and trust in the media are in the single-digit range. So it's all falling apart at the same time all across the globe here. And there's a good reason people are not trusting the corporate media. There was a very interesting expose. This came out of Ingenious Press, where Fox News last week did this headline about California was going to pass a bill to allow illegal immigrants on the juries. And it was a banner headline, and it got picked up and tweeted and Facebooked all over the place. And yet, if you read the actual story, the very first line said California has passed a bill to allow foreign citizens who are in the country legally to serve on juries. It's the complete opposite of what the Fox News headline said. But Fox wanted a shocking headline because they wanted people to say, oh, we've got to read about this and get into the story. It's all about attracting attention. And that kind of disconnect between the headline and the actual body of the story is something we used to think was the province of the Tattler, the Midnight Sun, National Enquirer before they got sued by Carol Burnett. This is Fox News. Illegal aliens will serve on California juries. And you read the actual article and it says, no, this is legal residents, legal, you know, people on visas. People who are here legally will serve on juries. Complete disconnect. And that's why people aren't trusting the corporate media right now. All right, turning to situations over in the many, 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 many nations that are currently being invaded or about to be invaded by the United States. There's been another bombing in Syria near the Interior Ministry, 13 killed, more than 70 injured. They're definitely ramping up the violence over there. And, of course, alongside of that, they're just continuing to whack on this thing about chemical weapons. They've got chemical weapons. And if you studied the language they're using, you know, they're saying, you know, Chuck Hagel's out there saying denouncing Assad's use of chemical weapons violates every convention on warfare. And then he goes on to say, we can't actually confirm the origin of these weapons. We just choose to believe they came from Assad. Now, as I mentioned, when they first started saying, oh, Assad is using sarin on his own people. And I pointed out, sarin gas does not come with an ID plaque attached to it saying love and kisses Assad. It's a gas. You have no idea who's using it. And remember, leaked emails showed the U.S. was planning to stage a chemical weapon attack and blame Assad for it. And remember, Assad understands the U.S. is trying to come up with an excuse or a justification to invade Syria. Assad is not going to give the U.S. government that excuse. Chemical weapons are the absolute last thing he is going to use. He won't use them until the U.S. is actually physically invading his country, and then all bets are off. But if you look at the language that you're seeing in the corporate media, with some degree of varying confidence, cannot confirm, limited evidence, and probably, possibly, blah, 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 blah. In other words, they don't have any hard proof. If they had actual hard proof that Assad had used chemical weapons on his people, it would be banner headlines. They wouldn't be hemming and hawing and equivocating. And the fact that they're using this kind of language about, well, really can't confirm, not authoritative, is they understand that in all probability, this weapons of mass destruction claim against Syria is going to have a much shorter lifespan than the weapons of mass destruction claim against Iraq. And they want to be able to say somewhere down the road, well, I didn't really sign on to it at the time. We weren't sure, and it's not my fault. They're doing a grand institutionalized CYA on this. Now, the report that we're getting from within Syria is that some unknown party flew a plane over and dropped out bags full of some kind of chemical substance still unidentified. And they're trying to say, oh, had to be Assad. Now, warplanes don't really have facilities on the ejector racks for carrying bags of any kind. So already the story is suspect. And given that Israel has been overflying Syria, dropping bombs multiple times now, and given that Israel has a prior history of using unmarked warplanes to carry out false flag attacks like that on the USS Liberty to be blamed on Egypt, it's impossible to say who did this event if it in fact actually happened. And as I said before, common sense is going to tell you the very last thing Assad is going to do right now is use a chemical weapon, because he knows that's what the U.S. wants to justify a direct military intervention. Because America's hired mercenary army has been trying to overthrow Assad for 2.5 years going on now, and they're not succeeding. So if somebody flew overhead in an airplane and threw out bags of some chemicals, It's either the FSA, meaning the fake Syria army, or CIA or Mossad up to their usual tricks. They're just trying to replay Iraq all over again. And we're seeing that comment all over the European media, Russia, global media say, yeah, it's just Iraq's nukes all over again. Nobody's buying into this stuff here. John McCain is still out there cheering this war on as hard as he can, and he's saying that Obama has given Syrian President Assad a green light to defend his regime against insurgent rebels. How dare he say, how dare he do that? How dare he allow Assad to fight this insurgent? They're still trying to claim it's a popular uprising. Meanwhile, this is the same John McCain who was all in favor of the U.S. surge in Iraq to fight those insurgents. Bit of a double standard there, John, because, you know, the insurgents in Iraq are bad and the insurgents in Syria are good. And that is basically what it is. They're either our guys or the other guys. And that's all that's going on. Excuse me. Now then, Israel has now more or less officially announced they're joining the U.S.-British al-Qaeda plot to depose Assad from Syria. And that's kind of the other funny thing. We're being told al-Qaeda bad here in the United States of America, and yet al-Qaeda basically constitutes most of these hired mercenaries who don't understand when they're joining al-Qaeda, they're going to work for CIA and Mossad. And now the U.S. is looking at a very, very awkward situation. The U.S. may be pushing for direct military intervention is because if the Free Syria Army, as it's presently constituted, succeeds in ousting Assad, they are not going to be a U.S. ally. The most fanatical militant factions are now in control. And this could turn out to be a foreign policy disaster of having paid and funded to overthrow the government of Syria, only to have a government come into Syria that hates the United States even more. And that's why they're trying to push for direct military intervention, to go in, take out Assad, and to kick out all of these hired mercenaries who, if they come to power, will not go along with the New World Order, will not go along with selling Syria's oil only for U.S. dollars, who will not go along with private central banking. And that's why they're pushing for this direct military intervention by hook or by crook. The hired mercenary army they set up has turned out to be not what the U.S. needs following the departure of Assad. Another huge embarrassment for the Free Syria Army. Apparently, Al Jazeera sent one of their reporters to cover the Syrian conflict from the point of view of the Free Syria Army. And one of the commanders raped her. Boy, there's gratitude in taking care of the media for you. And of course, this did not get any coverage here in the Western media. If it had been a Syrian army commander who had raped a female reporter, it would be headline news all over. Oh, those bad, horrible people, look what they're doing. And again, it shows that this Free Syria Army is just a bunch of hired mercenaries who don't really care about media exposure and certainly don't care about public image. They're there to do a job. All right, we're going to grab a real quick phone call here. Paul in Michigan. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'll make it quick. Regarding trial by jury, even if they're not illegal, but they're legal immigrants, when you become a U.S. citizen, you have to swear to the Constitution and read and understand it and pass a written test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want somebody on a jury.
We should have that for our elected officials. We should have that same test for our elected officials.
I just want to say, what if you're on a jury and you defend your home and you use a firearm? If a foreigner comes from a country where guns are banned, he will vote against you. And similar with a car accident. In some countries, if you get in a car accident and kill someone, you're automatically a criminal and you'll be thrown in jail.
Well, you're kind of getting away from the point. The point of that whole story was that the Fox News headline was completely a fabrication to try and get people into that whole thing. And,
sure, I don't care if they're legal or illegal. I don't want immigrants on my jury.
Well, that's not an issue that I really feel like delving into today because we've got other things to deal with. The whole point of that story was that the Fox News headline was completely wrong. It was sensationalized to try and desperately attract readers back to Fox News, and it was completely flat-out wrong, and it's one of the reasons why the corporate media is no longer trusted. Now, turning on to Libya, the United Nations is urging political dialogue as gunmen overtake ministries and other state institutions. There's a lot of violence going on in Libya. The Libyan people are starting to take the government back over. They don't like their brand new U.S.-approved puppet regime. They don't like their new private central bank. They don't like being told that they can only sell their oil for U.S. dollars. And this is basically a counter-revolution or a counter-coup, where the Libyan people are very angry at their covert overthrow and they're fighting back. We're seeing more and more violence in Baghdad as those people stand up to take their country back. How's the U.S. going to justify a second invasion on that one? We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to the situation in Libya, The reason Libya is becoming a crisis is because the Libyan people, in trying to take their own country back over from their U.S.-approved puppet regime and their new private central bank, it is affecting the flow of oil coming out of Libya at a time when there is no margin for shortages. And so now they're screaming that, you know, we may have to go into Libya to protect the flow of oil and to guarantee it's sold only for dollars. So Libya is heating up. Meanwhile, the American media is making a big deal out of the fact that Egypt walked out of the talks in Geneva regarding a nuclear-free Mideast. And here in the American media, and again, this is coming from Fox News, they're trying to demonize Egypt. Oh, obviously, Egypt is not intent on a nuclear-free Mideast. They walked out of the talks. But if you go to the foreign press, what they're reporting is Egypt walked out of those talks because Israel is refusing to acknowledge their nuclear arsenal or talk about getting rid of their nuclear weapons. And if you're going to have a nuclear-free Middle East, it's got to include Israel. And Israel's sitting saying, no! And that's why Egypt walked out. But Fox News is trying to make it look like Egypt's a bad guy. Going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Edwin in Colorado. Aloha, Edwin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mr. Rivero. I have a question about the Supreme Court ruling, not the Marbury versus Madison, but the other one that you were quoting.
Would you John spell, Bad Elk versus United States.
Would you spell that, please?
It's J-O-H-N space B-A-D space E-L-K. And I'll tell you what, I'll make a point of putting it up on my website over the next commercial break, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, you got it. Thanks for the call. We're going to switch over to Damon in Kansas. Aloha, Damon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Thank you for accepting my phone call again. I was just talking earlier. I don't want to jump off the subject of your show, but you were talking about the amendments, about how we're getting basically, we're getting all of our amendments violated, all of them. Even yesterday, I called and I started a conversation about the New York senator's comments about how we should put thousands of New York police department or police officers in mosques. First of all, that's a violation of church and state. That's right there. That's number one. That's right there in front of your face. And people do not even like think twice about that. But also, they're breaking their own rules. Do you know how hard it is to even audit a church or anything like that? Any private organizations that don't pay taxes or religious organizations, I should say? Private businesses wish they didn't.
Well, you need to understand the cozy relationship between government and church is what holds most of the people who are believers in place. And that's why the churches are given these tax exemptions. I remember during the Bush administration, they had all the faith-based initiative where all this civil tax money was flowing into these religious organizations with which supposedly to do good within the society. But it was basically a way of bribing the clergy to always toe the government line in selling these wars and the rest of it. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.